This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. All right, people. And as regular listeners know, on this show, we often ask musicians to give us a soundtrack of sorts, namely a playlist of songs they would spin during a dinner party. And it seems only appropriate we do that again for this all music episode.
So we brought in Joan Shelley to DJ.
That's right.
Critics have praised her poetic lyrics and minimalist approach to Appalachian folk music. She caught the attention of Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, who produced her latest album. Here she is to set the vibe for an alfresco gathering.
Hi, I'm Joan Shelley. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm going to be sharing with you my dinner party soundtrack. My best dinner party would be everyone gets in the car and we're headed out of town. And from around here, it would be the Red River Gorge. This is like the Grand Canyon of the top of the South. And it's beautiful and green. That would be ideal. So if you're in my car, I would be putting on Roger Miller's My Uncle Used to Love Me, But She Died.
My uncle used to love me, but she died. The chicken ain't chicken till it's looking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died.
Roger Miller's writing is just so great because it's so free. I've seen people, it comes on, eventually they start paying attention because he just like is asking for attention. He's like your crazy kid in the back of the car who's been annoying, but then suddenly you realize they're doing something brilliant.
Hamburger, cup of coffee, lettuce and tomato. Two times a dime to see a man kiss the alligator. One more time around free on the Ferris wheel ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died.
There's something about that that's like, yes, we're having a party. It's the perfect kind of wild song with a great feel, and I think the perfect escape. So one of my favorite parts about doing this kind of cabin in the woods camping, you rent one of these cabins, is opening up the cars and dogs and instruments are kind of tumbling out, like tennis balls. Maybe this is the time you would make a cocktail, someone's cutting up vegetables and there's like this beautiful moment where you figure out the stereo and someone would play a song here. The spirit of that kind of getting together and creating the meal, I think, would be really wonderful for a Michael Hurley moment.
Oh, I saved a six pack. I want one. Would you bring it over here? Oh, I see the six pack.
It's called Slurf Song, and I don't know what slurf actually is, but it's spelled S-L-U-R-F.
Over here.
A really sweet little song, kind of about hosting a dinner party. I'm very literal here, I realize now.
A big sack of oysters, their molecules will soon become mine. A big sack of oysters, their molecules will soon become mine.
I think that kind of evening light, maybe making dinner with friends, he captures that like lovey-dovey, relaxed feeling very well.
We don't know what to do till we get an idea. I got this one.
So everyone's full and they're talked out and content. You're starting to maybe make that second round of cocktails and do some dishes together and move around and maybe get into trouble. And that's when I would put on Irma Thomas.
You can keep your sweet.
Irma Thomas is my absolute favorite voice for the evening. Aside from her voice, the song, You Ain't Hittin' on Nothin', has got one of the most radical guitar solos I absolutely love. So simple and perfect. I never heard of her. Growing up, I fell for Aretha Franklin and some of the other great gospel singers. I think I heard her first on a mixed tape, Women of Soul or something. And then later I came back to it, just out of curiosity, looked the rest of her songs up, and I could listen to all of them. She's just, yeah, an outstanding voice.
You ain't hitting on nothing unless you got something for me. Hit the road, you ain't hitting on nothing unless you got something for me.
Late at the end of the night, everyone's partied out. They're sitting in a circle, maybe, passing the guitar. Maybe around a fire, under the stars, it's clear. There's no lights. I have done what I normally do, which is sneak off to bed because that's my favorite thing. There's still some music. They're just playing it themselves. Fiddle tunes and banjo tunes and as many long ballad songs as anyone can remember. And maybe they pass the guitar to where I was sitting before they find out that I've snuck off to bed. And so because my friends are sweet and supportive, someone decides to go put on a song of mine.
In your wild indifference, it's all centered around you.
We've got Jeff Tweedy's little bendy guitar things that are just really lovely and disorienting, the way you need to get disoriented sometimes. I do like including on every album more of like a lullaby or a kind of moment of breath and rest. This is how I would come down from other heights.
Am I coming through? Ain't it lonely? Ain't it lonely? In your
Dinner Party soundtrack from Joan Shelley, her self-titled album just came out.